he felt terrified. If he tripped, lost his balance, fell, he knew he was dead. Another bullet sang over his head and exploded in the rotting trunk of a massive tree that had fallen over ages ago. Tim leaped over the log and felt the brambles and saplings sting his arms, his face, and those cumbersome suspenders as he reached the patch of woods. Mr. Scott had said there might be a river or a stream beyond those woods. Certainly there had to be running water. Mr. Scott had said that he could hear it. Running water. Tim had thought it must have been the wind rustling through the trees. He ducked underneath the last branch, leaped over a boulder or something, he couldn't tell exactly what it was, and came out of the woods. Mr. Scott had been right. It was a river or creek. Behind him came the curses of men, and he knew he had not much time to live, unless he could find a hiding place. Blinking, he spotted the mound of sticks in the middle of the running water, saw the pond that had pooled behind it, and then he remembered hearing all those stories about beavers and beaver dams. Quickly stepping into the water, he felt the iciness numb him and suck breath out of his lungs. It was summer, late summer, in fact, and he had never expected the water to